Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. From local celebrations of the hop harvest to the gigantic American Beer Festival in Denver, fall seems to be the time of year for the beer festival. This week, a look at the ins and outs of the Beer Fest. Now, really, there are a couple of different kinds, and Seth Cook, head brewer at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings, starts with the Oktoberfest style event.
Beer Fests are a social gathering of every aspect. This one happens to be revolved around one form or flavor of beer, the Oktoberfest. That's the great Bavarian pretzel and lager and polka bands and about everything else. And if you've ever attended those, it is a beer drinking festival, but it's more social and fun of nature.
The Craft Beer Festival, a different animal altogether.
American Craft Beer got together and started doing beer fests, you know, about 2 days after they could get the first bottle of beer off their homebrew shelf. You know, we were doing beer bottle changes, and that evolved into the Beer Fest. The mechanics of the Beer Fest have changed a lot too. Beer fests anymore, it seems, are a cover price, and then you can sample. So it's not necessarily liter mugs like you'd see at the Oktoberfest, but 4-ounce sample glasses. A lot of the sample style beer fests can contribute their format to the fact that there are so many different types of beers to try, so that, you know, people have the chance to come in and try 10 different types of 2-ounce samples. And then, of course, breweries love it because they can put a lot of their product out in the public eye and, you know, and have a chance to come and meet and greet.
Obviously, any festival where you can sample as much as you want can lead to problems. There are some things you should keep in mind. Perhaps most importantly, stay well hydrated with plenty of water.
And it's a pretty good rule of thumb is it's usually do one water per beer. If you drink an 8-ounce beer, make sure you at least drink 8 ounces of water. And be conscious. Be conscious of that thing. Plan ahead. Make sure you've got a driver. Make sure you know who that driver is. Make sure you've got a plan ahead of time.
And food, also really important. Put some in your belly before you go, and don't be afraid to take a break and enjoy some food at the festival. Angela Yaney, certified Cicerone and taproom manager at Wooden Leg, says you should have a plan.
I really didn't have a plan at my first beer fest when I went to Minneapolis for the autumn beer review. We were on our way, and we ended up getting a flat tire, so we ended up showing up like right at 1 o'clock when it started, and then I didn't have a beer list. I just kind of was walking along, saw a brewery, was like, oh, I should try some of their stuff, you know. Didn't have any water, didn't have a thought about how we were going to get from point A to point B later, so we ended up just sitting in the parking lot for an hour drinking a bunch of water, like waiting to sober up. It was not a plan. It was not a plan at all. So highly recommend having a plan, by all means.
And I think this is vital to not overdoing it. Find a beer list ahead of time. Pick out the ones you really want to try.
Some people go to the festival just for the festival aspect of it, and they're doing it right. And some people go to the festival for the scientific aspect of it and just the analytical aspect of it, and they're also doing it right. So there's people that will come with a list of things that they absolutely want to try first. Obviously, if there's some rare beers in there, those are things that are going to go fast. So if you get in line for those, if you see something on the list that you haven't seen before. But if you're looking for a progression, I usually suggest to start, you know, from a lightest to darkest type of thing.
More on beer festivals when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues right after this.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new?
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we give you some tips for attending a beer festival. Some key things: have a designated driver, of course, drink plenty of water, don't go on an empty stomach, and have a plan of attack. Also, a sage bit of wisdom from certified Cicerone Angela Yaney.
You know, there's so many of these, like, sought-after beers, and, I wouldn't overlook the smaller breweries you've never heard of, because they usually have some really awesome stuff, too. It's just not as well publicized as everything else.
One of the best parts of a good beer festival, the chance to talk to representatives from breweries or even the brewers themselves.
And I'll tell you, as a brewer, and, you know, and Evange is repped for us at, you know, as our taproom manager, we like that. I mean, that is, it's good to get feedback. It's good to talk to people in the industry. It's good to, we have a unique opportunity that we talk to a lot of customers anyway because of the taproom here, but it's always cool to go talk with people that, you know, are new to your brand or and maybe even know your brand, but you've never met before.
And according to Seth, chances are the brewers also really enjoy the chance to talk with you.
If there's ever an opportunity to do a beer fest, we love doing that. You know, it's great feedback. It's great to talk to people. It's great to promote our brand. It's great to collaborate with other brewers. You know, that's kind of the, that's kind of what we stand for around here. We really like just the atmosphere of craft beer, and it's exemplified through the Beer Fest.
Among the upcoming nearby beer festivals, Beervana at Monks in Sioux Falls on Saturday, Shell's Oktoberfest October 10th in New Ulm, and the Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo November the 7th. A couple more things today. Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store says they have some new fresh beer on tap for your growler fills.
Three new beers on tap. The first one is from Boulevard. It's called Funky Pumpkin, 13 cents an ounce. This is my kind of fall beer. It's a tart pumpkin ale that has flavors of cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. The tartness is subtle at first, but it really builds as you go along, as the beer warms up. I would hurry in for this one because I might just drink it all myself. All three of these, I believe, are tap only. The next one that I have is from Brickway out of Omaha, Nebraska. It's a Belgian IPA, 15 cents an ounce. It's a little different than an American IPA. It's cleaner. It's a little softer, I would say, as far as bitterness goes. It almost reminds me of a triple. It's slightly spicy. The last one I have is from Twisted Pine out of Boulder, Colorado. Le Petite Saison. It's 16 cents an ounce. The petite part of it suggests that it's a little bit lighter, and that it is. A great, easy drinking beer with flavors of lemon, banana, honey, and coriander.
And a final note today from Seth at Wooden Legs. The Jacks are home Saturday. That means pancakes at the pub.
We're going to put the pancakes out 9 to 11, as always. Free pancakes, as always. Blue and gold, as always. The donations we're accepting this week for the pancakes are going to go to the Disabled American Veterans, so the DAV. When we did this last time for the home opener, we did over $200 for the VFW. And we appreciate everybody that came out. Number of Jackrabbit fans of all ages. This one's going to be fun. It's actually Dad's weekend as well.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.